Here we go.
Yeah, let's learn. Okay, let's learn some stories over here.
So where?
Daf Chof, Daf.
Yotes Amud Beis.
Yotes Amud Beis. Today is Daf Chof. Just go back a little bit.
You don't want to film.
Okay, just me and you, so we can go very fast. We can do tonight at least two Daf. Okay.
Halavai, one Daf.
Amar Avina. Let's start from Amar Avina.
One second, where?
Amar, let's start from this. It's three lines before it gets wide. Three lines before it gets one.
Oh, Ravina.
So all these different cases of all these different technique, right, ways, different ways to write a get on different types of things. So Ravina, here's the mice. Amar Ravina. The following was said by Mremar in the name of Ravdimi. Hani be trade yav gita kamayu.
Who's talking? Ravina's quoting now. Okay.
It's one of the very important halacha. When a person gives the get, when the get is delivered to the isha, the witnesses have to read what it says inside the get. Have to read what it says.
They don't have to enunciate. What? They could just look at it.
You ask me, because they have to be mostly lepeh.
I don't know.
With Shaila.
Yeah.
Okay. They have to go. Hani be trade the
Hani be trade
the Gita. Mr. Shalom Aleichem. Mr. Rapport is here. Welcome. Welcome to the Shia. Okay, we have him over here. A problem with the phone over here. Greetings. Okay. Here's the case. We're on the test on the base. We are three lines before it gets white. Omar Ravina. Omar Li Amemar. Ravina said, so said to Amemar. He told me the following. Kani Haki Amar Meremar. Amemar told me what Meremar said. Mishmei Ravdimi, Hani Betray, two people. Diyahiv Gita Kamayu. A get was given in their presence. What is the get was given in their presence? It means they were the witnesses. The witnesses to the get. Okay? We will see with the
Rashi Masira. Edim
Masira means that they are observing the giving over of the get.
Oh, I get it.
They're witnessing the giving over of the get. So what is halacha? Tzrichi. Limikraya, they must read the get. Okay, very simple. They must read
then
the
I
get.
Then I asked you, do they have to verbalize, do they have to actually say it?
I don't know the answer. L'chayr, you'll see, I don't know the answer.
Okay.
So, Meisei. Frekhtima, really? They really have to read what it says in the get? Oh, but Meisei, Harei Zagitich, Daf Yotes Amabeis. We're now on the first white line on the bottom.
Is he quoting a Bryson now in order
yes.
to ask the Kasha?
Yes, Kasha. You're telling me that he must read the get. I'm going to show you now that they do not need to read the get.
Is a
Bryson. Let's say Harezi unitulasa, and the woman, after she gets the get, and the very next second, she takes it. Vizorkasa liyam, she throws it into the yam, oil or to fire. Louder, I can't hear you. Raise your voice.
I hear, where are we up to?
Daf Yutes Amadeus, 19 Amadeus.
Okay.
Yutes is my favorite Daf in Shas because it's Bigamatria Chava.
Nay.
A woman.
Nay.
A woman, that's what it's Bigamatria. The very first woman.
Where are we up to on Yutes Amadeus?
The first wide line. I'll go back. Let's go back to three lines before it gets wide. Amaravina. Here's the Gemara. Amaravina. Amali Amema. Hachi Amemar said, Hachi Amar Meremar Mishmei Dravdimi. The following is what Meremar said in the name of Dimi, Hani Betray, these two people, Diyav Gita Kamayu, a get was presented in front of them. They were the Ede Mesira, Tzricha Limikraya. They must read the get. The get must be read before the get is delivered into the hand of the woman. Why? Okay, that's halacha. Obviously, what's the reason? Because later, the Gemara is going to explain, because maybe later, the witnesses are going to say, the woman will say, it wasn't a get. It was a shtar choiv. It was some loan document. It was a smicha. I got smicha for learning the daf yomi. Okay, chvesnesh. So who knows what it says in this document? So in order to make sure that this is the real deal, okay, in order to make sure that this is the real deal, the witnesses have to read the document, so the woman cannot later on say that it wasn't the get. This was some other type of a document. It was a shopping list.
Yeah.
Okay? Meisrei. Fairly more of the cash. Really? You're really telling that the witnesses must read the get? I will prove you now that they do not. How do I know this? Following halacha. Meisrei. Harei ze gitich. A man says to a woman, here is your get. And what does she do? She takes it. And then unitolosai, she basically flushes it down the toilet. She takes it, vizarkosai liyam, she throws it to the yam, oilor, oilukholdova ha'over, anything that has been destroyed, the chazar v'amar, and then she later says, shtar pasim hu shtar amonu hu. This was a shtar pasim
amonu.
There are two witnesses observing, yes, there are two witnesses observing the man give the woman the get. And then the woman takes the get, and the second after she takes the get, she destroys it. And then they say to her, okay, so you're divorced, you're divorced. And she says, no, I'm not divorced. Because what the husband gave me was not a get. What he gave me was a shtar pasim or a shtar mona. These are two different types of shtars, which means peace. That is like basically for our purposes now we don't need to get into details the documents which are financial documents. Shtar pasim hu ushtar mona hu migureshes. The halach is if the husband says here is your get, and he then gives it to her in the presence of two witnesses, we have a right in the world of halacha to assume that this indeed is a real get. If that's what he says
without reading it,
without over here there's no mention that anyone read it. The male of Araya.
Maybe he read it.
The witnesses don't know that. We don't know.
Maybe he read it. You said no.
If it said that he read it, would it say so in the Braisa? The fact that the Braisa makes no mention of anyone reading, we have a right to assume that nobody read this document. And she is divorced. And from here we learn that we trust the husband.
If you read it, there'll be no kasha that the Gemara is asking.
Exactly. Well, we have to make a kasha. Eidim Mesira. And they wanted, but the witnesses did not see what it says. The halacha over here is, it said she's divorced. We believe the husband. The husband says, the chiddush over here is that the husband can no longer come along later on and say, oh, he wants to torture her. He didn't get enough money in the settlement. The court didn't decide in his favor for the money, and they wanted to pay alimony. So he says, I never divorced you. He wants to make her into an aguna. He wants to torture her. So he says to her, you know, I never give you a get. What you think was a get was not a get because you destroyed it. I gave you a piece of paper, and you took it, and you destroyed it. And now I want to go torture you, and I want to go say I have a change of heart. I wish I never divorced you, for whatever the reason is, and I want to torture you, so I want to go make it known that what I gave you was not really a divorce document. It was either called a shtar pasim, shtar mona. These are financial documents which a person gets, which make-believe documents, which a person says that money is owed to them, or they paid off a loan, whatever it is. I don't even know what they are. I forgot what they are exactly.
Rashi says.
Where's the Rashi? I don't see the
Rashi.
Rashi
explains what is a pasim.
Where's the Rashi?
Here.
All the way high up. So high up. Okay. Let's go all the way high up. Okay, Rashi. Go a little bit higher. Shakasu Shemano Nior no. Shtar Pasim. What is that? Shtar Piusim. It comes from the word Pius.
Peasing.
You say to your friend, do me a favor and write a shtar, make a shtar that and give it to me that says that you owe me $1 million. I want to have in my possession a document that says.
Give an example. Reuven says to Shimon.
Reuven says, Shimon, I want you to write a document that says that Shimon owes Reuven $1 million and give it to me. So Reuven now has in his hand a document that says, Shimon, you owe me $1 million. Is it true? It's a lie. Why would Shimon give him this document? Isn't Shimon afraid he'll go to court and he'll sue for $1 million? With such good friends, it's never going to happen. You're going to take this document and go to court and get back to me $1 million. Why do I want a document that says $1 million? Because I want to do a shidduch with my daughter, and the boy doesn't want to come unless I'll support him. Sasha, I'm a gavir. Look, I have a shtar. $1 million is coming into my possession. You know Shimon, he's a very chashuv guy. He gets shishi on Shabbos. He's an Erlich Yid. And he wrote me a document that says that he owes me $1 million. Here I got it. So that means I'm a gavir. So marry my daughter. Everything is good. That's called a shtar pasim. A shtar pius. A shtar of appeasement. Which in this case means it is a shtar. It's a fake shtar which says money is owed to me. And a person does this because he wants to show, to make believe that he's a gavir for whatever his purposes are. And then it's called shtar mona. Shtar mona shakasav l'ilvois v'leilova. A shtar that says that I'm borrowing money, I want to borrow money. V'loy lava.
But not lending.
V'minu loy v'lamalva, sh'loy yitbe'enu el imken yilvenu umos aloy es ashtar. He writes a shtar that says I'm lending you money. I'm lending you money.
Lovers means
borrowing money from you, and he gives it to the malva.
But the goal over here is that the day will come that he will lend him the money, but not now.
The day you lend it to me, you already have the shtar.
Exactly. So you write the shtar in advance. You trust the malva.
The one that's going to borrow in the future writes a shtar.
Correct.
To the lender. When the time comes. Right.
So these are just two examples. And I have faith in you, Amona. Mm. I have faith in you that you're not going to collect because until you lend me the money. Mm-hmm. Until you make it. So it's like, they're basically the same type of thing. One is to start pius. The only difference in the two is the pius is never a plan to lend the person money. And the shtar mana, maybe in the future I will lend you the money, and I want the shtar to be ready in position. Mm-hmm. In any event, the person has in possession a shtar, which is a dangerous thing because it says that money is coming to him. Okay, so therefore the husband, he gives you this get, and then some reason he doesn't have a good day at work, and he wants to go and torture his ex, so he says to her, "I never divorced you." Oh, but there are Ede Mesira witnesses that saw that I gave you the piece of paper. Yeah, they saw me give you a piece of paper. They don't know what it said in it. What I gave you, even though I said it was a get, it wasn't really a get. I lied. It wasn't a get. It was a shtar pas, a shtar mana.
You don't believe him.
So that law, you don't believe him. If the husband says, "I'm giving you a get," and he gives it, we assume it was a get. The woman is divorced. She can remarry. There's nothing to talk about. Oh, in fact, we just learned now that you have to read it. That the witnesses are not kosher witnesses unless the witnesses actually read what's in the document. Mm-hmm. So if the witnesses read what's in the document when it was given in order to be kosher witnesses, so what's the hava mina? This whole memra is not necessary. It's impossible. If a man gives a woman a get, part of the procedure of giving a woman a get is the witnesses are required to see what's in the get. So you have two witnesses that can testify that it was a real get. So what kind of sugi is this? It's not necessary. Okay.
So this is proof that they didn't read it. That you don't
exactly,
read it?
It's proof that they did not read it. La'ayisra mishum ishtoi. Okay, right in the Gemara. So therefore,
what is
loy
kol hemeno la'ayisra?
He doesn't have the power. He loy kol hemeno. That he does not have believed him. They don't believe him. Bezdin does not believe this man to claim that he did not divorce his wife.
La'ayisra means
to forbid her to marry out. Marry. She's making her into an aguna. Frak the Gemara v'i amarta tzrichim l'mikraya. If the witnesses need to read it, Bosa de Kariua, after the witnesses read what's inside. Mi Matse Amal Lahachi. So obviously, yeah.
Taisha says, the last Taisha said the Daf.
Yeah.
So how could it be that he gives it to her and she throws it in the fire? According to the Swara, unless there's a different Swara here.
Honestly, that's exactly the question. It's exactly the point. It's exactly Gemara's point. This is a kasha. Mirei Mar said that witnesses must read the shtar. They must read it. And now we have a brice
when
that's... It doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't really matter when they have to read it. That's not our point. That's a different point. We don't need to be bothered with when. Before he gives it to her. After he gives it to her. At some point in time.
She throws it in the fire. But then if she throws it in the fire...
Then they didn't read it. If she threw it into the fire, they didn't read it, obviously. What?
Well, we know what the document is, no?
Right. Well, as long as she gets it. Obviously, if it says here that they have to read it, they're going to read it before it was thrown into the fire. Obviously. If the witnesses are required to read it, and if they don't read it, it's not a kosher document, obviously they read it before it was thrown into the fire. At some point in time, they read it. But the point over here is, obviously, they did not read it. Because if they did read it, then this whole thing is moot. This whole halacha is moot.
Then he has no...
The bride says, let me tell you a chiddush. The chiddush is that if a husband gives a piece of paper to his wife, and he says to his wife, "This is your get," and she accepts it, and then she burns it, and then the next day the husband says, "Oh, I never divorced you. What I gave you yesterday in front of witnesses was nothing more than was a grocery list. It was a shopping list. Shtar pas shtar mana." So the husband is not believed. You need to take up our precious time to tell me that halacha. That's a ridiculous halacha. If the only way a get is a kosher get is if the witnesses read the get, So of course it was a kosher get. Right. Of course this person has no power to say tomorrow that I gave you a shopping list.
Right.
Because they read it. Because if they did not read it, it wouldn't be a kosher get. So it has to be.
Correct.
So what the very fact that we need a braisa to teach me a chiddush, that if a man gives a get a woman, a piece of paper to a woman, and he says this is your get, and then the next day he says, oh no, I never gave you a get, he's not believed.
You don't have to read it.
He's not believed. The very fact that we have to even mention this chiddush, obviously you don't have to read it. Otherwise, the whole case wouldn't even start.
Exactly. Then it wouldn't be any chiddush.
Exactly.
And he could have never come up with such a lie. He could have never, he would have never denied
it. Mr. Rapper, are you Mr. Rapper, you understand? You okay with this? Mr. Rappaport?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
He's okay with it.
Okay. So therefore, the most, the basar de karyua. After, now here's the case. He read it. He talked. They read it.
Talking about the braisa.
The braisa. The karyua. Aile lebe yada. The afghan. He took it out. So mahu. The afghan. So what's the chesh over here?
He put it into his sleeve. He was a magician. He put it into his sleeve and then he took it out and then he said, "What it took out wasn't."
Oh, so in other words, they gave it back to the husband. That's not what we thought until now. Einochinami. The witnesses read it. He takes it out. He puts it on the table. The witnesses read it.
He puts it into a sleeve first.
So ordinarily, what would be the ideal case?
Put it up a
sleeve. What's the ideal case is for the husband to present the get, and then the witnesses read the get, and the witnesses themselves deliver the get as his agent. That way, there's no...
Or they don't lose sight of it. They don't lose sight.
They don't lose sight. So then there's no games.
They can't put it in. If it's not the other... He has to put it in.
No, he does. Make a shliach. What are you talking about? Make
a shliach. Oh, if they're shliach, but this is not a shliach.
The case ordinarily is where they read it, and then they directly give it to her, or someone else gives it to her. Like you said, they don't let out of their sight.
So what is the
case over here is going that they taka read it, as the halacha demands, but the husband took it back. He took it back.
What is Ayla about your dad? They read it and
Loi Tzricha, the boss of the Karyua, after the witnesses read it.
The witnesses read it.
Ayla, the husband.
Give it back to the husband.
Ayla, the Beyade, back into his hands. And maybe Ashlomi is saying he's a magician. He pulled some shtick. He put it into his hands and then he maybe gave her something else. The Afghan, then he took it out. He put it into
his
pocket. He brought it into his hands and the afghan, then he took it out. He put it into his pocket and took it out.
Took it out, so, and what did he do with it?
Oh, so maybe in his pocket he has two gittin. He switched.
Switch.
So he validated it by having it read, by having the witnesses read
then
it.
He took out
and then he
else.
Took it back and he put it into his pocket. Mm. So maybe when he gave it the second time, he gave something else. Look, I have my pocket two things, right? I have this band. So you read it. Read it. Then you read it, then I put my pocket, and then I take out of my pocket this, and I give her this. Okay, so maybe he gave something else. That's why. So mahu the same chalufe. So now taka it's a grosa chiddush, because maybe taka now that when he took it back, he switched it for a shopping list.
Say no.
Kamash Maloni did not do so. So in Echrami, it's no rai. The halacha stands. The halacha demands.
But how could you say he took it back when she destroyed the rice?
No, she didn't get it yet. She destroyed it later. He didn't get it yet.
I got it.
Okay, so next halacha. Kamashla. Next story. Oh, another mice. Ahu garva, there's a mice. Hoya garva, the zark la gita lidabisu, lebene done among the barrels. He threw a get to his wife, and the get landed. Where did the get land? The get landed. What's the title? Barrels. Between the barrels, okay? He threw his wife a get, and the get landed between the barrels.
Yeah.
In a basement.
In
a wine
property.
In her property. So L'chaira, she is certainly divorced, right? Because he threw the get among the barrels.
Yeah.
Ishtakach mizusta. They went looking. Where is it? Now, obviously, in this case, the witnesses did not read it. Obviously, the witnesses didn't read it.
Oh, the witness did not read it?
Obviously not. Well, let's see.
So what did he find?
And then they went... Okay, and then
what
they
mezuzah mean?
A mezuzah, like on the mezuzah. A mezuzah. Then they go search for it. Where did it land? They look, and what do they find? They find a mezuzah. So now there's raglayim ledavar that he did not throw her the get. He's a liar. Because if he said he's throwing her a get, and then they go and they land somewhere among the barrels, and they go and they look around, they search, and they find on the floor a mezuzah, l'cha'oira, what he threw her was a mezuzah, not a real get. Eshtagach mezuzta. Amar Nachman, mezuzta b'nei donei lo'eshchicha, it's not common, and if we have a suma, she's divorced. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says...
But the Metzia says they didn't find the get, just the mezuzah.
Oh, so then we have a right to assume that the get just got lost. We have a right to assume, let's see how Rashi, if I touch the whole case over here. Rashi over here says... where's the Rashi? B'mayik yama shmul, no, that's a different Gemara over here. Hani, b'yed lo'eshich. Rashi, Trey, there's a whole Rashi over here, which is a different piece of Gemara.
What's the question then? So what are you questioning here?
Where's the Rashi on
this? There's
no Rashi. No Rashi in this case. Yeah. So the question over here is that what happened? What happened was that really he did give her a get. He gave her a get, and the get. Wait, how does that
happen? That's what the husband is claiming, or that's the possibility. We don't say that. We say that it's a mezuzah.
Mezuzah the beidoni lo shlichi. Shetimotz the mezuzah bein achav yesh zed davar lo shlich. Avial kein. Ain l'choshush shem hishlich lo get. Fu avad sham v'hayosafik migureshes. Ella bevadai hamezuzah hishlich abal ve'ena migureshes. So therefore, we have a right to assume that what he threw her. We have a right to assume that what he threw her was the mezuzah. Correct. We have a right to assume. So she is not divorced. If it would be common to find mezuzahs among barrels, then we could assume that the real get got lost, a chulda came and dragged it away, and what you found was on the floor was the mezuzah, because it happens that people have old mezuzahs, they leave them around, and they end up on the floor over there. So we could assume that what you found on the floor is not what he gave her. What he gave her, it somehow got lost. It fell into a barrel. Or a cat came and took it away. But you found on the floor a mezuzah. Yeah, because mezuzahs in the basement by your barrels, you put the old mezuzahs and they fall on the floor, and that what you found was a mezuzah. But because that's not the case, no one leaves mezuzahs in the basement by the barrels.
What are you doing on my side of the shulchan?
And because that's the case, Mimelo, you have to assume that the mezuzah that you found on the floor is what he threw her. Because you don't find mezuzahs lying on the floor. And therefore, we have a right to assume that what he threw was not a get, it was a mezuzah.
Let's say you don't find anything.
L'chayra, then you can say, probably machlokes rishonim, as you're saying. And probably then you have a right to assume that the get got lost. Because he did throw her something. He did throw her something, no?
How do you know it was a get?
So let's assume now the case, like exactly the case before. Let's say the case was like before, where the witnesses first read it. He then put it back into his pocket. He put it back into his pocket and then took out something. The same case as we had before. He took out a get and the witnesses read it. And then he took it back into his pocket, into his hands, into his sleeve, and then took out something else and threw it to her. And now we have a doubt, did he throw her something different or did he throw her the get? So if you find nothing on the floor, you have a right to assume that he threw her the get. Because he threw her something and the witnesses saw that he wrote her a get, so you have a right to assume that's the case. Oh, where is the get now? No, a cat came and took it away. But if you go and you find the floor, you find over here a mezuzah. So if the mitzvah says that people do not, that mezuzahs are not lying around on the floor, then what else did he throw? He threw the get. But if you do find mezuzahs on the floor, you have a right to assume that what you found was the mezuzah. Okay? So then...
No, you said just the opposite.
I said,
it's not common
opposite.
To find a mezuzah. You have to assume he threw a mezuzah.
Right. If it's you not common to find, sorry, if it's yeah, okay. not common to find a mezuzah, then you, then yeah. you have a right. If okay. it's not common, then it's the mezuzah.
Is it a cat or a chulda?
A cat or a chulda? I don't know. Good question. No. Next, the Gemara says, there's one condition. V'hani mili, d'shtaka choda. Let's say you find only one. Avol beis v'gimel. Now, even in the situation where it's not common,
you find two or three
to find the mezuzah. No one leaves mezuzahs by the barrels. It's very uncommon. But when you go do a search,
if you find two or three mezuzahs, then you know that.
Oh, then you know that this is an exceptional case. That over here, obviously, it is common here to find mezuzahs in this location. Even though generally no one ever does, no one ever leaves around mezuzahs by barrels. And therefore, if you only would find one mezuzah, you have a right to assume that she's not divorced. He threw her a mezuzah. But if in this exact same case you find on the floor two or three mezuzahs, obviously we're going in a situation where it is common to find mezuzahs. And then you have a right to assume that the get got lost and you found on the floor a mezuzah. Aval beis v'gimel midaha havoi. One of them was certainly there before. What is your concern? Your concern is that he threw her a mezuzah. Yeah, but he only threw her one mezuzah. Why then am I finding on the floor two mezuzahs? It has to be that one of those mezuzahs was there before. So the same way there was one mezuzah that was lying here on the ground before, the other one was also lying here before. And what happened to the get? The get got lost. But is she divorced? Yes. Aval beis v'gimel midocha havoi ha'nami havoi. V'gita emra al se akvorim. It's not a chasol, it's not a chulda. That answers your question, Mr. Goldberg. Nishtahi nishtaher. It's not a chasol, a cat, and it's not a chulda, it's an achbor.
Yeah,
that's what it says over here.
That's a mouse.
Emor achborim shaklu. Okay? That is the conclusion of Gemara number 2. We learned already 2 Maimori Chazal today. Now we go to number 3. Ahu Gavra.
I understand. Why aren't you afraid that the husband threw 3 mezuzahs?
So it has to be that we saw their own eyes, he only threw one thing. If you're right, then for sure.
Well, the guy could have wrapped it up.
If we saw him throw 3 things and it's a makom where it's not
strictly. So you're saying if you can't tell, then you change your mind.
If when you can't, yeah, correct. If you can't
you're
tell.
You're telling me that if you couldn't tell, then you wouldn't have the same rule.
Correct. Yes. I'm saying that with confidence. Yes. Hey, new Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Okay, we want to welcome whoever there is online with us. Thank you for joining us. Now, Shir, we're on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We are now 2 lines from the bottom. Yud Tes Amud Beis.
Ahu Gavra.
19.
I'm on Chaf.
You're on Chaf. We're not to Chaf yet. Ahu Gavra. The old Lebe Kinishta. He went to a shul. You ever hear such a guy like this? Goes to a shul?
I go to a Kinishta.
How many shuls are you a member of?
How many shuls?
At least 5, at least, right? You probably hang out at least 5-10 shuls. Ahu Gavra. You know what he did? He opened up the Aron HaKodesh, he took out the Sefer Torah, and he gave it to his wife. And he said, here's your get. Now, in the Sefer Torah, what does it say? It says, V'chosav lo Sefer Krisus. It says the parasha of get. It doesn't say, Hariat Migureshasli.
That's an expensive get.
It doesn't say, Hariat Migureshasli. So he told us, it's the next Gemara, that keep the Sefer Torah for your ksuba.
It has no zman,
wasn't written Lishma, but that's what he did. And he said to her, this is your get.
It's not even his.
Oh, it is his. Okay, let's assume it is his. He owns the Sefer Torah.
And that's not
Lishma. Oh, that's right, exactly. It's not Lishma. That's the problem. It's not Lishma. But let's take that problem out. Let's assume that it's his Sefer Torah to make things simple. Amar Rav Yosef, Lamai Nechushla. Why in the world should this be called the kosher get? Why? Amar Rav Yosef, Lamai Nechushla. Imishum Meimilin, Ein Meimilin Al Gabe Meimilin. Now, Meimilin means he wrote a ksav, which is disappearing ink. Okay, if you write a ksav, this is the previous Gemara, with disappearing ink, it's good.
Right.
It's good. If you write a get on parchment, a regular get, with a certain type of ink, which disappears. Now, it doesn't really disappear. You need to go and put on a special liquid to make it appear again. So maybe on the parchment, maybe somewhere on the margin of the Sefer Torah, he put in on disappearing ink, Hare at Migureshes, and he wrote her name, his name.
You see people, you know, writing phone numbers on the side of the parchment, on the Sefer Torah.
On the Gemara, I see people do that. On the front, the people do that. But not on the Sefer Torah. Maybe he wrote on the margin of the Sefer Torah her get. So let's go look. Take out the Sefer Torah and go through the whole Sefer Begoyle and see if he wrote it. So it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because it's invisible ink. No, you cannot write a Meimilin on parchment of a Sefer Torah because the parchment of the Sefer Torah has been treated with Meimilin. The same.
What does Meimilin mean?
It's a certain type of liquid, a certain type of ink, a certain type of potion, liquid which you can write.
Potion, not potion.
Potion, thank you,
but
potion.
It disappears.
And it disappears. You cannot. You cannot write a sefer Torah like that. But you can write a get like that, and get a different set of rules. But this ink only works on a certain type of paper that has not been treated with a certain chemical.
But not on cloth.
That they use for a sefer Torah has already been treated with the same exact chemicals.
It's impossible.
The nail, if Yutaka wrote a get with the invisible ink on the parchment of a sefer Torah, it's not invisible. Invisible ink only works on a certain type of paper.
You have to,
it comes in a set. When you go to Amazon and buy invisible ink, it comes with special paper. Because if you write with the invisible ink on a regular piece of paper, it's not invisible. The invisible ink comes with a certain type of paper.
Does it still remain kosher, the sefer Torah?
Does the sefer Torah remain kosher? It's a very good shaila. I had the shaila, Mamish Nogea, because I learned that it's an unbelievable shaila. I got into a lot of trouble. I really made a big mistake. It's fascinating what happened. Pinkus is here. Is he here over here? He actually told me. I learned that if you write Nekudos in a Megillah, it's kosher. If you have a Megillas Esther.
And Sefer Torah, possible.
And you take pencil, and you write Nekudos, it's possible. It's kosher. If you write one Nekuda in a Sefer Torah, you know, about Bar Mitzvah boy, he always makes a mistake on this word, so take a pencil. And go to the Sefer Torah and write in a couple of Nekudos. The Sefer Torah is Pasa. Okay? So they take out the Sefer Torah.
Put on tracing paper on top.
That's right. They do that sometimes. They do that. You're not going to get Shishu. You're not going to get Shishu for that. In the Shishu world, they'll kill you for doing that. But technically, you can do it. Okay. Now, what happens? I was laying on Shabbos, and I was reading, and I noticed pencil marks.
Was I there?
Pencil marks in the Sefer Torah. Wow. It was obviously written by the Magia. No. It was written by the Magia when they finished writing the Sefer Torah, so they give it to him to check. And there were certain letters that were not perfect. So the Magia took a pencil, and he made a carrot to indicate this letter has to be fixed or checked. Wow. And I noticed it. So I got all scared.
That means they overlooked it. They never.
I got all nervous because there's carrots. So and there was a big oil. There was a very big oil.
What do you call it, a carrot? What's a carrot?
You know, when you make a mistake when you go and you write a manuscript. You make a mistake and you want to.
I don't know that. What do you do? What do you mean a carrot?
A carrot is an arrow up. When you're writing someone is reviewing a student in college in high school. And you have a paper, and the teacher makes corrections in your grammar or in your content. They make an indication of where the mistake is. It's called, you write like
so
a,
it's an arrow
like
up.
An arrow up. It's called a carrot.
Arrow.
So I saw all these carrots in the Sefer Torah, in pencil mark. So I got all nervous. So I said to myself, I don't know what to do. So I vaguely remember. I don't know why I thought this is kosher. It's only when the dot is there as a nekuda. The pencil mark is there as a nekuda to teach you how to, not when it's there like that. That's what I vaguely remember. And I was willing to take a risk. So I kept on laning. They finished the aliyah, and my liboy noikfai. My heart drove me crazy if I'm really doing the right thing. So I stopped in the middle of Abin Gavra Lagavra, and I went to the Rav. And the Rav didn't know the halacha. I told the Rav, I think it's good.
I told the Rav,
I think it's good. I told him, I'll let you know, there are carrots all over. Wow. And if I'm not mistaken, it's kosher. So the Rav looked at me and okay, if you say it's kosher.
Interesting, he wasn't familiar.
The blind leading the blind, right? So I go back, okay.
It's a 14-carat Sefer
Torah. This happens a lot. So we finished laying.
You put a carrot there because it needs to be corrected, right?
Right. No. So I know that. So I looked at the letter, and the letter was kosher.
Yes.
The letter was kosher.
It doesn't need to be corrected.
Was corrected already.
Why is he putting carrots there?
It probably was corrected. The carrots were there for the sefer to correct it. And he corrected it. They just didn't go and take out the pencil mark because that's not his job. And they just didn't care. They left it there. So fine, we finished laying the whole Shabbos. My heart was pounding. Did I do the right thing?
Pounding.
I called up three rabbanim. Yisrael Kohn. I called him up. I spoke to Rabbi
Yisrael Kohn or David Kohn?
Yisrael Kohn.
He's a cipher.
Who's
he's
David
not a
Kohn?
No, because you said rabbanim.
A cipher. Three cipher. Rabbi Pinkus.
The third one.
Is he here?
No.
Okay, Rabbi Pinkus. I asked him. And
the third
I asked,
one.
I asked, who's the third one I asked?
Why don't you ask the guy who wrote the carrots?
And they all told me it's good, it's kosher. They told me it's kosher, it's kosher, it's okay.
Because it's not,
you
it's
should
not
remove it, you should remove it, but it's kosher.
Because it wasn't the kudah.
It was kosher. So I went the next day, I went through the whole Sefer Torah. There were seven. I found seven
you
of
went
that.
Through the whole Sefer Torah?
Only seven.
There were seven of them.
Wow.
And then I found another one, this Parsha B'Shalach and the Shira, I found another
Save
one.
Sefer Torah.
During the laning, I found another one. But I wasn't nervous this time.
But they said you should have it removed.
Of course you have it removed. And you don't have to have any kavanis. No, when you remove it, you just simply erase it.
Uh-huh.
But this happens often. There are a lot of pencil marks. And a lot of these people.
It was a pencil, not a pen, right?
Pencil, a pen you can't erase. How are you gonna erase a pen? Even the pencil doesn't.
He shomer
right. Pen. Okay, weiter.
Okay,
weiter.
Let's go.
So therefore, we have running with the shalach. How do we get into this discussion? Who gave the all the beginnings? The shalach sefer Torah. Hey, so therefore, I got how we got into this. The person maybe he wrote the get in an invisible ink.
So again,
on the margin of the Sefer Torah. What should we be concerned about? Maybe it's, you know, it's for sure not a kosher get. By this man giving this woman the Sefer Torah, the get, it is for sure not a kosher get. Why in the world should it be a kosher get?
I wouldn't do that.
How would it be a kosher get? Maybe he wrote the get on the margin of the Sefer Torah with invisible ink. Right? Can't be. Because invisible ink is only invisible if you write on a certain type of paper. But the parchment paper already has been treated with a certain type of potion, which the invisible ink would be visible. So therefore, if you don't see anything on the margin of the Sefer Torah, obviously the husband never wrote a get. Ordinarily, invisible ink is a kosher get. If you write a get with invisible ink and you give the paper to the woman and it's invisible, and you give her the invisible, she's divorced. Why? Because it's not really invisible. Because if you go and you'll smear some other type of chemical, then it becomes invisible.
It becomes later, it doesn't become instantly invisible.
It becomes right away.
Yeah.
And if you have to go take some other ink and put it on top of it, then it becomes visible. So if a man writes a get with invisible ink and he gives her a piece of paper and she sees nothing on it, and then he tells her it's invisible ink, it's a kosher get.
But how do the Adam write and read it?
So maybe, very good question. Maybe they saw him write it. Maybe in this case must be where the witness is actually saw him write it. It's a very good question. Okay, so then he goes and it's therefore. So maybe
so
he wrote
Imishum
Meimilin. Meimilin means when he wrote invisible ink. Okay, especially that's a type of ink.
Ein
Meimilin Algabe Meimilin. The Sefer Torah itself already has been treated in its preparation. There's a lengthy preparation that is done to parchment of a Sefer Torah before it's eligible. It's a teretz.
So Ein Meimilin, invisible ink, cannot be written on
Ein Meimilin.
That's
talking?
What the Rabbi Yosef is teaching us.
It's like, what's Michayesh for? What do you consider? What he wrote the get with invisible ink?
To teach you Ein Meimilin, Magabe Meimilin. That's what he's
doing. L'man Nechashlo, Ein Meimilin. You want to be chayish that he wrote it with Meimilin? Ein Meimilin al gavi Meimilin. That's not a possibility.
No. What's the pshat then? Ein Meimilin, visible ink cannot be written
on the Gemara.
Are you reading? But that's not what it says on the Gemara.
Yotes Amid Beis on the bottom.
Omar
Rav Yosef. Omar Rav Yosef.
The last line.
L'may Nechashlo. Why should we be concerned? Imishu Meimilin, he wrote it invisible ink? Impossible. It's not invisible. When you use invisible ink on a Sefer Torah, it's not invisible. Because the Sefer Torah has been treated with this same type of chemical compound,
okay,
which prevents the ink from becoming visible.
So say the last few words.
Ein Yishum Meimilin. Invisible ink? Impossible. It's not invisible.
It can't be.
Ein Meimilin Algabe Meimilin. Invisible ink is not invisible on top of parchment that has been treated.
Why is it called the same thing, Meimilin?
That's what it's called. It's the same ingredients. When they prepare parchment, they take these ingredients and they smear it on the parchment. Why? That's what they did. I don't know. That's how
you
they
mean made. Only untreated regular paper.
It's only invisible on regular paper.
I got it.
But
got
if
it.
The paper is parchment used for Sefer Torah,
okay,
it's already been treated with this
so
material.
So LMI, if you don't see it, that means he never wrote it.
Exactly. Imishum krisus. Imishum krisus isba. Because it says in the Torah,
right,
it says all about the chosav lo sefer krisus. That's ridiculous. But in the v'chasav lo l'shma, it says in the pasuk v'chasav lo l'shma v'leka. Did the sefer when he wrote in the Sefer Torah?
Very good.
Did he write it? Maybe he did. Maybe he did. No. Why can this guy commission the Sefer Torah? When they wrote this Gevir, he made a big party in the street with a parade and with torches and flags. You went to one yesterday?
And then he whipped out the Sefer Torah. It was a get for his life.
And when he wrote the Sefer Torah, he already planned to divorce his wife one day.
It's beautiful. It's
colorful. Mamish. Dilma
Akhtem. When the Sefer Torah was written, he gave the Sefer a bonus. Do me a favor. When you get the Parsky States and you get the Pasuk Chazal Sefer, have me and my wife in mind, just in case I get into a fight, I should have a Sefer, get all ready to
so
go.
So now say it inside. Because of
the Chazal Lashma, Veleka, Vechi Tema Lechosh, let's be concerned. Dilma, Akhtim Vyovla Zuza, the Safra, when he commissioned the writing, he gave him an extra Zuz. Originally, to write the pasuk for Chosavlo Sefer Christus with the kavana for him and for her, the Gemara says that's not enough. Habi inon, shina shemoy ushma, shem iro v'shem iro v'leka. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Habi inon shina shemoy v'shma. That's not lekamon. The pasul. Let's say they change names.
Al-Motzach Lichtai. Yeah, don't you have to write the names?
Shemoy ushma. So that means this is just indirectly that exactly you have to write the names. That if the name is incorrect and it's not a kosher get, so it's in the Sefer Torah, it doesn't say their name anywhere Torah. Memela,
not usually.
It's not going to be good.
And also the name of the city, of his city and her city, yeah.
You need, take out the word Shin. The word Shin should be deleted from the text.
What should it
take
say?
Take out the word, just Shemoy v'Shema, Habi'ina, but you need Shemoy. El Shema.
Yeah, I was, wondering about, Shin, I was okay? wondering about the word Shin.
Now,
yeah.
I have a kasha. Why can't you say that somewhere in the Sefer Torah it says his name? It says Avraham. Maybe his name is Tsuriel. Who says it together?
No, but it has to be together with the Get.
Maybe his name is Tsuriel Ben Ami Shaddai.
No, but it has
maybe
to be together with the Get.
It has to
be...
say that in the Torah from the Typhus. It has to say it in the right spot. That's
right.
Who
exactly.
Says, you borrow it.
Who says it has to be in the right spot?
100%. Okay, next.
Okay. His name is Sari Meno.
Maybe his name is
Rabbi Yosef.
Rabbi
Yosef, my.
Rabbi Yosef, my Kamash
Malo. Habino, and take out the word Shmoy Shma. Shame Eloi, the shame Ira. The lack of Rabbi Yosef, my. There's a Gavald Gakasha. The Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yosef, my Kamash Lunch, ain't me Milan, Al Gavin, Al Gavin. Go back to the first shot. Maybe he wrote an invisible get, invisible link. And it's coming on Goof to tell you that you don't have to be Chayish for an invisible get to go teach you that the Sefer Torah is treated with the same ink, the same type of chemical,
and it's
coming to teach you exactly that point, that the preparation for the parchment. Look at Rashi. Exactly the point before is that a Sefer Torah, the parchment, is coming to teach you this, so that you do not need to be chayish, that it was written with invisible ink.
Because
the Sefer Torah, in its preparation, is treated with that same material. Right. The mail, when you put the ink down on that paper for the second time, it's not going to be invisible. It's going to be visible. And the fact that you don't see anywhere in the entire Sefer Torah on the margin a get, it's going to be kosher.
That's the reason why it's...
Let's talk and say someone... We're not dealing with the laws of Sefer Torah. If someone would write on the Sefer Torah or get on the margin, would apostle Sefer Torah?
On the Megillah, it would be good.
Would apostle the Megillah for sure would be a kosher. Megillah would apostle Sefer Torah? Lechari not. Just like those marks. It's not in... It's in the ksav, it's on the margin. Obviously, you can't do that. You're not going to put on the margin. This is the big shiloh when it comes to mezuzahs. Because some of the old mezuzahs, they have all these Kabbalistic symbols on the margins of the mezuzahs.
Yeah.
They have all these very bizarre things. Does the apostle the mezuzah? So if it's done al pi Kabbalah, Mesoira, to put these stars...
Today you don't see that.
You don't see it no more. Today they would never do that.
You do.
You have kuzu. You have those upside down at the bottom. Kuzu, where it says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Kuzu, that's, you're not allowed to say that. It's the name of Hashem.
Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So they write the next letter, right? After the Yud, it's in the place where it says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So you write the next letter. Yud Kei Vav Kei. After Yud comes what? Every mezuzah has this.
That what?
Every mezuzah has on the opposite side of where it says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it has the letters Chaf, whatever those letters are.
Sure? Yeah.
Positive.
Every Shin Dalad Yud.
No, that's also an addition. That's an addition. It's also a Kabbalistic thing. But let's say you would
after
write.
After Echad, you have on the other side, you have your.
I'll show you a picture later, yes. On every mezuzah you have.
And that's ma'akev if you don't have it like the other side?
Is it ma'akev? L'charin, not it's not ma'akev, but that's the minute you show.
I have a mezuzah, a puzzle mezuzah, I'm going to look at it.
On every mezuzah you have this.
I mean, that I don't use.
Images.
There's a mezuzah on the door over there, near the clock.
No, but you don't see the back of the mezuzah. Okay, we're over here. I'll show you a picture of the back of the mezuzah.
Okay, bring it over here. We'll examine it.
From Safarad.
Here are some images of mezuzahs from Safari Red.
You okay. Have to have a mezuzah in a shul if you don't live there.
It's funny. Google only gives me the front. They don't give me the back. All right. Right. Okay. Next Gemara. Next. Next Gemara. I'm gonna focus the Getcha Kasva Shlomo Shema.
The Hevel of Kumbu Shema. Why is he going back to the same Terence when they said though? Okay.
That's the Chiddush. We thought it's Davar Pashut. He's saying it's not Davar Pashut. Not everyone knows this. Everyone knows this.
No
Halacha. This Ksav Gabi Ksav. Halacha Lemaisa. If you write a Sefer Torah, you don't write a Lishma. Let's say the Shem Hashem. Before you say that you write the Shem Hashem, what do? You have to say Lishem Kedusha Sashem. If you don't write Lishem Kedu, if you don't say. L'shem kedusha sashem. What's halacha? Pasul.
Every single time you write yes. Hashem's name.
Every single time you say you write Hashem's name.
But machshava is not enough. You have
no.
to have the same.
You have to say l'shem kedusha sashem. B'di'evet, when you begin the Sefer Torah and you make a statement that every single time I'm going to write Hashem's name in the Sefer Torah, it should be
l'shem
kedusha sashem. So some say that b'di'evet is good.
Some?
What?
Who's that?
I don't know. You have to l'chas ha'sofer. B'di'evet. But you have to say l'shem kedusha sashem. Let's say you forget. In the Sefer Torah is mamish pasul. Solution. Can I go take the kolmus and retrace it? Retrace it. And write on top of where it says yudkei vavkei. Now say l'shem kedusha sashem and write the shem Hashem Hashem nochemol on top of it. Are you allowed to do that? Is it kosher? No. You only get one chance. You only get one chance to get it right. If you don't do it right the first time, it's no good.
And also when it comes to the parasha, it has to be kesedron.
Avada. I'm not a chista. Get shakasvay shaloi l'shma. Vehever olav kulmus l'shma. That's really l'shame this man, this woman. And then vehever olav kulmus l'shma. Bonu l'machloikis from Yudav Rabbanan. The Tanya. Harei. Shayetzach lichta v'sashem. Okay, this is the case that I told you. Let's say you're supposed to write over here Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lehmar. Yup to Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then what happened? For some reason, you're on the phone with your friend Yehuda. And you thought now, instead of writing Yudkei Vavkei, you're going to write Yehuda. You were planning to write Yehuda for some strange reason. And then by accident, you wrote Yehuda, but you left out, when you wrote Yehuda, you left out the Dalet. So the end was, what did you end up writing? You ended up writing Hashem's name.
Yeah.
Okay, Zvahaya. Harei Yisraelitzach lichtav es Hashem v'nichschaven lichtav Yehuda.
V'tah.
And then v'toy made a mistake v'loy hitl boy dalid, and you by mistake you left out the dalid.
Yeah.
Your lucky day.
What is Marvel Kalmus that he has?
So now wait, what's the problem first? The problem now is so now your lucky day. What do you have in this spot? What do you have? Yud kei vav kei. That's what's supposed to be there.
Right.
But did you have kavanah to write Yud kei vav kei? No. So therefore, is it kosher? No. Yeah. Sefer Torah is possible. What's the solution? I'll just take the kolmus, the ink, and retrace it. And do it.
What do you mean retrace it?
Right on top.
On top.
Right on top. I'll write it again.
You mean darken the letter?
Not retrace it. Write it all over again on top.
On top of the Yudkei Vavkei?
Yes. Now listen.
What are you going to do with the bottom one? You're going to
what?
What are you going to do with the bottom?
Not the bottom one. Right on top. Right on top.
Yep. So you're going to have two Yudkei Vavkei on one on top of the other.
One on top of the other. Exactly. You're not going to notice anything. It's one.
That's what
the
I.
Oh, that means you rewrite it on the same letter. You darken it. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, like when I write a check, you know, and it's not...
You write on top of the letter. Okay. Okay.
It's hard to read, you know. It's not dark enough.
Ahead. Okay.
I have to plug this in. I have a second. Where's my thing?
Whatever case against your cousin, the Schleimish, my brother, calm was the Shema.
Out of power.
My colleagues reviewed what one time and I changed
our living. Power search.
One second.
It's tough. I hit the madal, my brother, my calm was... Make that.
Live with you.
Come on, I know Shem and I'm
not cool. Don't leave me yet.
Don't leave me yet. I know Shem Kazel, I know Shem Shmai.
It's still there? Alright, we're back in business now. Power up. Alright, here we are. Back in business.
Okay.
So now you write over the... Yudkei Vavkei, what happened to Mr. Viter? He disappeared on us here. Yudkei Vavkei. Yes, I'm going to get a little bit of 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 a little bit
of
a little bit of a little bit of a which is a nice way of saying that it's puzzle.
No, maybe it's not only b'di'evet.
So look at Rashi. I think the parasha says it's mamish puzzle.
There's no Rashi.
No
Rashi.
Okay, I think it means it's mamish no good. Fine. So therefore, we want to say the zelbazach. A person he writes a get, and the get was written for someone else. Shloil l'shema.
Yeah.
And now, can you go and be marvel? Of course, we want to go say the laws of the shem Hashem are the same laws as gitin.
Right.
Machloikis tanoim. Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov Dilmalohi. No, you can't compare the two. Lohi Arka like Kamarav Rabban Chassam did the bin and Zeki Levian Veyu Vileka. He introduced a whole new din. When you're going to retrace it, a Peldik Zach Be'ed Sam really the Shema is good. No, by Sefer Torah.
By Sefer Torah
Be'emes it's good. But really, it's good. The reason why it's puzzle is when you're going to write on top of the original Yudke Vavke, it's going to be bold. It's going to look different. It's going to be inconsistent.
Right.
And that's going to be a lack of Zeki Levian Veyu. Yeah. But when it comes to a get, there's no din of zekei levian veyu when it comes to a get.
So
avul hachaloi, amar av chista. Fine, that is. So that's it. Fine. Next gemara, amar av chista. New gemara. Yochilna lemifstalinu lekuli gid di alma. I can passle every get in the world. Why do you want to go do that? You know, is there a good make if you do that? Why would a person want to do that? Look for coolest, don't look for chumras.
What's the chumras and coolest? What's the difference in the taich?
A cool and a chumra?
Huh?
Do you know cool and a chumra? A cool means a leniency.
A cool and a chumra.
A cool is a leniency.
I thought you said a coolness.
A coolness. Alright, what's new by you? How come you didn't come today in the morning?
I was busy.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I had to visit 2
Sukkot. Marev, the davening Marev. Good night, thanks for coming.
Bye.